Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome, American Savages, to another episode of The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis. Thank you so much for joining me, taking a little time to allow me to speak into your world, listen to my perspective, maybe share a little of your own. I appreciate having you. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you. For those of you who have been watching consistently, I really, really, truly appreciate you and thank you for tuning in on a regular basis. Your support means absolutely everything to me. If you're brand new to the channel, welcome. You have started something new and great. I absolutely invite you to make this show a habit and to tell others about the show and come on back for another one. Thank you so very much. Now, whether you are returning or brand new, I have an ask. And it is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Really helps to grow the channel and expand. We want to do some other things for the show. And obviously just want to grow this show for like-minded people. Now, as we get into this week's haps, I know you've read the title. As you can see from the title, this episode will be covering the overwhelmingly successful and cheerful CPAC 2025. As I said in the last episode, we would cover just CPAC because it was so amazing. However, as the host of the show, okay, I need to take a small, short, yet significant detour to simply show the no-nonsense beast of a president we have sitting in the White House, and he will be there for the next 4 years. He is serious and he means business and he has no fear. Now, this is a clip of President Donald Trump in a room full of state governors discussing Title IX. Okay, he's discussing Title IX. He's discussing the overwhelmingly absurdity of trans men taking over women's sports, shattering records, and the absurdity and how this needs to be stopped. Now watch as he informs the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, as to her need to comply with his order for Title IX.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that.
Now, Governor Janet Mills has once again proven herself to be a tone-deaf left-wing bureaucrat who cares more about appeasing radical activists than upholding the law and protecting the rights of her own citizens. Now, this was so very rich. When I talk about someone in Donald Trump who is fearless, there has never been a president who has been this blatant. And there is absolutely no politics in this man. This is all about business and his true undying pure love for America and wanting Americans to be safe and prosperous. And so when he speaks to these bureaucrats, he doesn't approach them from a political perspective. We've never seen anything like this. We've never seen anyone like him. What we've become accustomed to is politicians who are very careful about their wording and to be diplomatic and, you know, to carefully step and choose words carefully so as to appease and not offend. We don't have any of that in this president. And I think going forward, the American people will look for a president who is genuine and raw and who will absolutely do all that he says. So when in this moment, what I loved about it was that, again, there is no politics in him, but he was so fearless and he told her flat out, "You better do it. Not that I hope you will, or will you please consider?" He said, "You better do it. You better do it, or you will receive no federal funding." And then she tries to goat him and says, "I'm going to follow state and federal law." He said, "We are the federal law. We are the federal law. You better go with this. You'll get zero federal funding. And I look forward to seeing you in court. That'll be an easy one for us. We have never seen anything like it. It is so very refreshing. This is the kind of model we need going forward. Okay. Janet Mills and her blatant disregard for Title IX, a federal law designed to ensure fairness and equality in education and sports. That's what it's really, truly all about. Okay. Fundamentally, that's what it is. Has made Maine a battleground for the insanity of the woke agenda. Now, not that we need any more help, right? We have Cali, we have New York. Okay. We don't need help outside of that. We have Minnesota, but Maine is in play now. Okay. As a battleground for insanity of the woke agenda. Now, instead of enforcing protections for female athletes, Mills has chosen to bow to the radical left. She's radical herself, allowing biological men to compete in women's sports and robbing young women of their opportunities that they've worked so hard to earn. Her refusal to comply with Title IX isn't just an oversight. Okay, make no mistake about this. This isn't just an oversight. It's an act of defiance against common sense, fairness, and the fundamental rights of women. Now, these are the main issues that actually got Donald President Trump in the White House right now since November 5th. Okay, the people of Maine and all other 49 states, okay, deserve better than a governor who prioritizes ideological nonsense over reality. And common sense and reality is why Donald Trump was victorious on November 5th. And President Donald Trump is making sure she hears it loud and clear. Trump has never been one to tolerate incompetence. And he certainly isn't about to let another blue state governor run roughshod over federal law without the consequences. He means what he says, okay? His administration has put the pressure on Mills, demanding compliance. I love it how he called her out. He called her out right in the middle. Imagine if you were one of the governors in the room and he's calling her out. He's showing his power and his willingness to shut it down. If there were any governors in that room that maybe had an inkling that they were going to go against this, he just shut it down in that moment. It was a beautiful moment. We need to play this, keep this in top of mind for all Americans, especially these blue governors. But Mills demanding compliance with the Title IX and making it clear, okay, that states do not get to rewrite the rules to fit their woke agenda. That was the message. Trump knows that if radical governors like Mills are left unchecked, and they were for 4 years under the Joe Biden administration, they will continue to erode the very foundations of fairness and equal opportunity in America. That's why his administration is taking such swift action to ensure that Maine and any other state trying to play games with the federal law gets the message. You either comply or face the consequences. Zero federal funding coming from this administration. The days of weak Republican leadership allowing these blue state tyrants to trample over the rights of their citizens are over. So this is a message not just to blue leaders, it's also to deep state weak-minded Republican leaders as well. Okay, we are not going to bow down or kowtow to them. Mills and her fellow radical governors are finally being held accountable. And under Trump's leadership, the American people, not out of touch elites, the American people are back in charge. Beautiful. And now on to CPAC. So excited. Rick, let's play the first video.
And we took back our country. And we must be doing something right because we've got the highest poll numbers that I've ever had and that any Republican president has ever had. And our approval rating is now the highest ever across all demographics. Rasmussen just came out at 56%. Insider Advantage, 56%. RMG Research, 57%. And we have many polls in the mid-60s, one at 71%. We like that, 71. And according to YouGov, a big deal, 70% of Americans believe that what we are doing is right and we are keeping our promises. And as of January 20th, 2025, the dark days of high taxes, crushing regulations, rampant inflation, flagrant corruption, government weaponization, and total incompetence, those days are over. They're over. But we cannot stop now. We're going to push forward every single day. In the immortal words of that great American hero, Captain John Paul Jones, I have not yet begun to fight. And neither have you. So together for the next 4 years, we are going to stand strong. We are going to work hard. We are going to fight, 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 and win, win, win.
Now that, of course, was our badass beast of a president, Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump at CPAC 2025, delivering his speech to a overwhelmingly supportive and optimistic winning crowd. He looked great. He sounded great. He was in great spirits. He's clearly lost some weight. He's fit in that suit so nicely. And he has been knocking them dead, the Dems, of course, the left, with his flood the zone maneuver since January 20th, when he was, of course, sworn in. Needless to say, CPAC was a resounding success and show of America in the beginning stages of getting back. That's what it reflected. America getting back, returning back to its original and exceptional glory. CPAC 2025 was nothing short of a triumph. It was a red, white, and blue spectacle of patriotism, determination, and pure American spirit. Held on February 20th, exactly 1 month after President Donald J. Trump was sworn in back into office, the timing could not have been more perfect. Everything he's doing is just succeeding because God is all over it. As thousands of energized conservatives gathered in Washington, D.C., the mood was electric, the optimism was contagious, and the feeling in the air was clear. America is winning again. The left-wing media, of course, predictably tried to downplay the event, but you couldn't ignore it. It was jumping through the screen. As always, the event was a reality of their crushing narratives. The crowd was massive. The energy was through the roof, and the enthusiasm of the American people was impossible to ignore. From the very start, CPAC 2025 felt like a victory lap, and rightfully so. President Trump's first month back in office has been a whirlwind of success, securing the border, slashing inflation, and putting America First policies in the driver's seat. Attendees arrived with a renewed sense of pride, wearing Trump 47 hats, waving American flags, and sporting some of the most creative pro-Trump gear that you've ever seen. Loving it. One guy even walked in wearing a suit covered in dollar signs, which is an homage to the booming stock market under Trump's leadership. Good for him. Good for the people. Good for us. You just can't make this stuff up. The lineup of speakers was nothing short of spectacular. President Trump himself took the stage to thunderous applause, delivering a powerful, humorous, and inspiring speech that reminded America why they sent him back to the White House. He declared, and I quote, "The swamp is being drained faster than ever before, folks, faster than Biden can exit the room." Well, yeah. Not very fast, but the crowd roared with laughter, but they also knew he meant business. Trump outlined his administration's aggressive plans to restore law and order, to bring back energy independence, and crush the woke agenda once and for all. And folks, let me remind you right here in this moment that with 72% of the American electorate voting Donald Trump in, right, this was an overwhelming sweep decision by the American people to put him in. That's exactly what the American people want, to crush the woke agenda once and for all. But Trump wasn't the only highlight of the night. He was the highlight, but he wasn't the only. Heavy hitters like Elon Musk, Kash Patel, and even RFK Jr. graced the stage, each delivering powerful messages about the future of America. Elon Musk, ever the visionary, spoke about how the government is getting out of the way so innovation can thrive. And I quote him, "The difference between now and a month ago, I can actually run my businesses without DC breathing down my neck." Kash Patel fired up the crowd by detailing his plan to overhaul the FBI and ensure it serves the American people, not the political elite. And RFK Jr., breaking from his family's long history of cozying up to the left, spoke boldly about the importance of medical freedom and the need to hold big pharma accountable. Watch out, world. Watch out. The energy never waned as conservative icons took turns on stage, reaffirming that the America First movement is not just alive, it's actually thriving. Former Senator, now Vice President J.D. Vance delivered a rousing speech on how the heartland is finally getting the attention it deserves, while Governor Ron DeSantis praised Trump's economic policies for giving states the freedom to grow and to prosper. Even rising stars like Vivek Ramaswamy and Byron Donald stole the show with their fiery rhetoric, reminding the crowd that the future of conservatism is young and it's bold and it's unapologetic. We are in a new era of conservatism in America, folks. It is new generation time. As the conference continued, one thing became abundantly clear. The American people are back in charge. No more bureaucrats dictating from ivory towers. No more endless foreign entanglements, and no more apologizing for being the greatest nation on earth. No more. The sentiment of hope and resilience was everywhere. It was all over the place. It was oozing. It was spilling over, right? It was creaking through the walls. From the panel discussions on the education reform to the breakout sessions on restoring free speech in America, attendees left knowing that their vote in 2024 wasn't just a statement, it was a course correction. And the results were already paying off. 1 month in, on day one, they saw the results. The media, of course, had a meltdown. And they should. I get it. If I were on the opposite side, I would be melting down right now as well. MSNBC called CPAC 2025, and I quote, "a far right echo chamber." Oh, how creative. I mean, what's so great about all this is that they've called us so many names for so long, these now bounce right off us. We make like a duck and we let it roll off our backs. Well, CNN complained that, quote, "Trump's influence is stronger than ever." You're darn right. Rootin' and tootin'. Well, they finally got something right. Conservatives across the country are more united than ever. We are pulling independents to our side. We are pulling Democrats to our side. America is uniting. And that is what they want least of all. They don't want a unified American electorate. Fired up by the realization that when we fight for our values, we win. When we fight for our values, folks, we win. The people are seeing the results of Trump's leadership in real time. And the energy at CPAC proved that the movement is unstoppable. Now, many of the speeches at CPAC 2025 were resounding. They were inspiring. And on top of that list is Tom Homan, who is our actual and real border czar. With Trump back in office and warriors like Homan leading the charge, the message was resoundingly clear. The invasion of our southern border is over, and America is once again a nation that enforces its laws, protects its citizens, and stands strong against those who seek to undermine it. I can definitely show you better than I can tell you. Here are a few clips.
So for 4 years, I wake up every day pissed off. That changed November 5th. Now I wake up every day excited because I work for the greatest president of my lifetime, Donald J. Trump. For 4 years, we had over 10.5 million illegal aliens at our border. They released nearly 8 million into the country illegally. We had a 600% increase in sex trafficking, women and children. We had a record number of known suspected terrorists and people on the terrorist watch list crossing the border. Under Trump, we had 14 in 4 years. Under Joe Biden, just shy of 400. Think about that for a moment. What Joe Biden did to our border was create the most significant public safety and national security vulnerability in this nation's history. But guess what? We got one badass president now who's going to come in and is going to take care of this border. Look at the numbers last few days. I'm telling you, every morning I get up, I can't wait to go to work. Because I know that I have a president who's going to open up every avenue of law enforcement to this great nation. In under 4 weeks, we have illegal crossings on the border down 95%.
Another one of my favorite speeches was actually given by Stephen Miller, who talked about the accountability that will be held and enforced by Donald Trump and his cabinet, reminding the crowd that we the people are in charge and that we pay for their positions, their offices, and we have every right to expect them to uphold their job duties and perform as we see fit, or we will fire them.
And to restore the idea that under a democracy, the entire federal bureaucracy works for President Trump and not the other way around. He is the elected head of our government. And to all the people in the media, all the people in the Democratic Party screaming about democracy, Donald Trump is the one who is saving democracy. Donald Trump is the one who is saving our Constitution. Donald Trump is the one who is saving America. And any federal bureaucrat who defies the lawful orders of this president will be fired. President Trump will ensure that whether you work at the FBI, whether you work at the CIA, whether you work at the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, the Department of Health and Human Services, career civil servants, also known as bureaucrats, work for the American people, and they work for the president the American people elected. They do not set their own agenda. They do not write their own rules. They do not work for themselves. They work for each and every one of you. You pay their salaries. You pay for the buildings they work in. You pay for every single thing they do. And if they are not following the laws, the Constitution, and the President of the United States, then they will find a new career.
One of my favorite speeches of CPAC 2025 was given by none other than the infamous Ben Shapiro, who is obviously a fantastic orator, extremely smart and sharp, very strategic. But he talked about, most importantly, why Donald Trump wins. And the theme of his speech is simply because Donald Trump lives in reality. Here's my favorite take from Ben's speech.
He's always been answerable to reality. And that means that when he unleashes another businessman, Elon Musk, inside the government and says, go in there with a meat axe and start taking out programs, that is what a businessman would do. If you came into a business as a business person and it was rife with waste, fraud, and abuse, you wouldn't sit around and run a commission on it. You would start firing people. You would go in and you start making changes. You start breaking things and moving quickly. And President Trump is doing precisely that. You can see business optimism in the country is skyrocketing specifically because of that. Meanwhile, the Democrats don't know what to do because their cherished blue pipeline, which is what the federal government is, it is a permanent payment program for the left, the federal government. They have permanent institutions that exist outside the government. They take literally trillions of your taxpayer dollars, and then they funnel all that money out to their political allies inside and outside the government. And Donald Trump came in, and he broke the pipeline. Why? Because he lives in the world of reality. Now, all of this sounds commonsensical to all of us, right? because it is commonsensical. But in Washington, D.C., commonsensical is not the way things have been run. Instead, people have been so wedded not to victory, not to winning, not to achieving things, but to saying things properly in just the right way to get the right coverage in the New York Times or in the Wall Street Journal or in whatever media outlet they're pandering to, that they never actually think about what wins and what loses. And then there's the matter of the reality of our daily lives. President Trump understands that what most Americans want is not identity politics. What most Americans want is not some bizarre notion about androgyny, where men can be women and women can be men, and that we are sort of free-floating sets of feelings existing within the meat suits that we wear around. President Trump understands basic things that the left has completely abandoned and that he was willing to say. Stuff that was uncontroversial, you know, 5 minutes ago. Like, boys are not girls, right? Like, these are controversial statements to make, but President Trump understands that that actually has some pretty deep ramifications when you say things like boys are not girls, such as perhaps men have a role to play that is different from women's role. That does not mean that women shouldn't be in the workplace, obviously, and it doesn't mean that men shouldn't help take care of the kids, but it does mean that men being masculine is a good thing, and it means that women being wives and mothers is a good thing too.
The movement is unstoppable. As the conference came to a close, the message was clear. America's best days are ahead. 1 month into Trump's second term, the American people have never felt stronger, never been more unified, never been prouder or more confident in the future. The spirit of CPAC 2025 wasn't just about celebrating a return to greatness. It was about cementing a path forward where freedom reigns, opportunity thrives, and the American dream is alive and well. And we heard from so many young people in the last 4 years that they didn't believe in the American dream. They didn't think it was possible or that it was real or that they could even touch it or grasp it. They now, with Donald Trump at the helm, believe that that's possible. And they know that it's real and that it is still alive and well. And if the past month is any indication, the next 4 years are going to be nothing short of legendary. So please, like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Remember to be bold, be strong, be faithful, and be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
President Trump, God bless you. I'm proud to be back, and I'm not leaving until we fix this shit.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.